Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. And if this is the first one you've listened to, we'll be bringing you the information you need to know. The seats, the boundaries, the challengers, and the information you want to know. The infighting, the party rivalries, and the turf wars, or as they call it in party headquarters, the vote management. I'm Sarah McInerney, and I'm joined again in the podcast studio by RTÉ Radio's Barry Lenihan, and also with us is Áine Ní Breslán, journalist and broadcaster. And are you both ready for another one?
Yes, without doubt.
Yes.
Indeed. It's another big one because it's Louth up next, Barry. You might talk us through the essentials first, the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, 5 seats here and only 2 incumbents back for more. They are Rory O'Morricú of Sinn Féin and Jed Nash of Labour. Standing aside, we have the independent Peter Fitzpatrick, Fine Gael's Fergus O'Dowd, and also Sinn Féin's Imelda Munster, the only woman elected in this constituency in 101 years.
Áine, what is covered in the Louth constituency? What are the issues?
There are a lot of issues in this constituency. It's a border constituency with an extensive rural area and also 2 major commuter towns in Drogheda and Dundalk. The issues include infrastructure, especially for the towns of Drogheda and Dundalk. There have been lots of new housing built there, but people in the area say there's a lack of adjacent schools, creches and infrastructure to help facilitate the new population. Public transport, especially rail links, have been an issue, especially over recent weeks, the northern rail line towards Dublin and Belfast. The Drogheda or Lourdes Hospital is an issue election after election and unable to keep up with capacity, overcrowding and population increases. And I think crime would probably be able to be mentioned as an issue, especially in the Drogheda area, in terms of gangland crime over the past number of years. It would still be an issue in that area, and the people of Drogheda still looking for city status for Drogheda to move on and to add to their infrastructure there.
Yeah, the fight goes on. Are there boundary changes here?
There are boundary changes here. It's a funny constituency in that it takes in major areas such as Dundalk, Drogheda, the Cooley Peninsula, yet it also includes the outskirts of Drogheda that are immediately in the Meath County area. So it's kind of got a mixum gatherum of different parts. And it's quite big, even though it's the smallest county in Ireland. It's quite a big constituency stretching from the Cooley Peninsula.
Okay, so all of this is based on the information that we have right now at the time of recording. Candidate nominations have not closed as we're speaking. We haven't yet entered the campaign proper. So Barry, I know you're going to be back later with an update on all of that. But for now, let's talk about the runners and the riders. And you've outlined lots of resignations and retirements. So where do you want to start?
Yeah, many seats vacant. But the big caveat picking up on what Áine said is that votes in Dundalk tend to stick in Dundalk. One person locally from Dundalk, when I went through the constituency with them, said, "We don't care about Drogheda, that's Shelbyville to us," while votes in Drogheda don't really tend to go up to Dundalk. In every election up to 2016, Dundalk had 3 seats, Drogheda 2 seats. The last time the balance of power shifted, Drogheda 3, Dundalk 2, with the boundary changes. We're not sure how those will play out and affect the balance of power. But in terms of the candidates, where to start? Well, Sinn Féin took a whopping 42% of the vote here the last time, 29,000 first preferences between Imelda Munster in Drogheda, who took 49% of the vote herself in Drogheda alone, and Rory O'Morricú in Dundalk, Mr. Dundalk he's called locally, with 12,491 votes. Of course, Munster standing aside, so O'Morricú is now tipped to top the poll. He has also been seen in Drogheda at many events as well. He's joined on the ticket by Councillor Joanna Byrne. Sinn Féin perhaps may have contemplated running 3 seats here not so long ago. Joanna Byrne, she's a councillor since 2016, but perhaps what was said to me from party sources and other political observers maybe that she wouldn't have been the automatic pick as the second candidate here, but local election results and who got through that really perhaps decided who would stand with Rory O'Morricú. Sinn Féin probably still should be on for 2 seats in this party stronghold, but they might make heavier weather of it than perhaps would have been thought a few months ago.
Áine, would you agree with that? 2 Sinn Féin seats despite Imelda Munster stepping away?
I think so. If previous elections have shown us anything, it is that there is a very strong Sinn Féin base in Louth. It is a border constituency. Remember that this is also the constituency that Gerry Adams made his debut for the Dáil, and there is that history there. There is that base there. So I think, yes, that I would agree with that.
Just on Drogheda, we have seen issues around the accommodation of international protection applicants in Drogheda at the old D Hotel and protests and so on. And it was an issue on the doors in the local elections, I'm told, by people from several parties in that particular neck of the woods especially. So it'll be interesting to see the dynamic as the campaign unfolds between Sinn Féin and in particular some of the other candidates of a anti-immigration hue, such as Herman Kelly of the Irish Freedom Party, the president of that party, unsuccessful here to foreign election contests, may not get into the frame. But again, the dynamic between Sinn Féin and candidates of that variety will be interesting on the ground.
And on that point, Dáinne, how do you see the anti-immigration candidates playing out here?
I think it's definitely going to have an effect. As Barry said, there were a lot of protests, but there were a lot of counter-protests, especially in the Dundalk area as well, against the anti-immigration protesters. They might make a certain impact, but I don't know if there's enough there to get elected. But it could definitely take votes off the government, the sitting government parties at the moment of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and possibly Sinn Féin as well. They could definitely chip away at some of the candidates who are hoping to take a seat.
OK, so let's look at Fine Gael then, and Fergus O'Dowd stepping away. Peter Fitzpatrick was independent, but then stepping away also. Big hole for Fine Gael.
A huge hole for Fine Gael, which they're really putting all on black that can be filled by Senator John McGahan. But he does enter this contest with some well-publicised baggage, of course. He stood on trial, accused of assault. He was found not guilty on the 27th of May 2022. But in July 2024, in a civil action in the High Court, a jury ordered McGahan to pay €39,000 over the assault which happened in June 2018. He was asked not to stand in the 2020 election, but he did so anyway. What I'm hearing locally is that the McGahan name perhaps still carries some political clout, of course, elected in previous generations. He still accrued 4,400 votes in the last election, despite this baggage being present there, but it is more highly publicised on this occasion. McGahan is joined on the ticket by Councillor Paula Butterley, and this has raised eyebrows with strategists in all parties. She's based in RD, so Fine Gael, at the moment, there might be an addition, but at the moment they're leaving Drogheda wide open, which was Fergus O'Dowd's bailiwick. And the fact they're leaving Drogheda wide open has brought the unlikely prospect for many that Fianna Fáil's Alison Common could be a contender in this race. Her family in Drogheda were traditionally seen, I'm told, locally as being Fine Gael people. She's standing for Fianna Fáil. She's Drogheda essentially to herself for the old Fine Gael vote, but Fianna Fáil traditionally has been a bit of a basket case in Drogheda. There's been no Fianna Fáil TD in South Louth since 1987, when Padraig Faulkner from Dunlear was gone. There's been no Fianna Fáil TD in Drogheda itself in 70 years, and they had a very poor vote in Drogheda in the local elections, below 10%, only 6% in one area. But Fine Gael not having a candidate in Drogheda may have opened the door for Alison Common to get into this race.
And also, Anya, we saw with the European elections how well celebrity candidates can play. Would you expect that to work in her favour as well?
It could very well. I mean, perhaps we were a little naive going into the European elections for the celebrity or the recognition candidate, how well they would do. And it certainly has shown to be a winning mix. And as Fianna Fáil are also standing another broadcaster, Grainne Shoige, in Galway West, it's going to be interesting to see how it's going to work. There is that element of recognition of people know that they're a known name, a known face. So I wouldn't rule Alison Common out at all, but Fianna Fáil could have heavy weather to try. If they have two candidates running, are they going to be hoping to get one out of the two seats? Senator Aaron McGreehan, who's running as well, would be very visible on the ground, very vocal on issues such as the transport problems that are happening in Louth. So she's more north, County Louth based. So it'll be interesting to see how they'll do their vote management. Yeah. Will it be more Alison Common getting the bounce as the quote celebrity candidate.
Common is also, I'm told, part of the Drogheda Dolls Facebook group at Drogheda, which has 15,000 members. So that could be well a fertile ground to pick up an extra few groups.
What's it a Facebook group for?
Members of the community in Drogheda, female members of the community in Drogheda. And you'll recall when she announced her candidature, she described herself as a Drogheda doll. So perhaps that's where that stems from. Again, for Fianna Fáil here, Erin McGreehan is based up in Cooley. So she's not even based in Dundalk itself. She's in the rural part of the constituency. Now, Fianna Fáil had a strong showing there in the local elections, but McGreehan will really need to pull votes out of Dundalk. She's less well known there, although she opened an office there 3 years ago, I'm told. So that'll be key for her. The other key imponderable here is Peter Fitzpatrick's departure. He had over 6,000 first preferences the last time. He stood as an independent then. He was elected for Fine Gael, but he had been headhunted by Phil Hogan in 2010, apparently, following the controversial Leinster football final between Louth and Meath. You'll remember the finish there where Joe Sheridan got the goal. And the feeling locally is that Peter Fitzpatrick's votes could scatter both the Fine Gael but also to Fianna Fáil, because many of his family, going back to a referee called Flash Fitzpatrick, were Jean Poole Fianna Fáil. So there might be a bit of a scattering there. But at the moment, you'd have to say between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil that McGahan would have the edge in the north of the county. And there is an opening for Common. But if Common departs the race before McGreehan, her votes could scatter to independent Kevin Callan. So things are really rather complex for Fianna Fáil in particular to try and salvage a seat.
Where are the independents in this race as you see them?
I think Kevin Callan is one to watch here. He's ran in previous elections, polling around 5% for the Independent Alliance in 2016. But he has accrued a high profile, albeit his local election result wasn't hectic by any stretch of the imagination, but he's accrued a high profile with regards the D Hotel, which we mentioned earlier, as also with regards a controversial vote to remove the Freedom of Drogheda from the former head of the Christian Brothers, Edmund Garvey. So he has the profile. Key for him is to get ahead of Alison Common, but is that possible? I'm not so sure. There's also talk of a strong independent in Dundalk, namely Maeve Yore, who's a serial vote getter as well. Not confirmed as of yet, but talk on the ground that that might happen. So that makes things ever more complex again.
And of course, Anya, we must mention Jed Nash, the Labour Party, sitting Labour Party TD in the constituency, one of their most high profile TDs. They'd be hoping to hold on to the seat.
They certainly would, and it's very interesting in this election, the constituencies we've covered, Labour hasn't really come up at all. And I mean, Jed Nash will be throwing everything at this, and since he was elected 2011 to 2016 and then again in 2020, I think he will really be pushing for this. Labour will probably be making a big effort to be supporting him. I think he should be safe enough. He's known. He's got a track record. Can he keep his seat? I think he can.
Yeah, he should be okay. I did opine to him he was on a certain seat, and he was quick to quash any such talk, but as the kiss of death, as they say. But Jed Nash, he's losing part of the constituency in the constituency redraw, but you must remember as well, he's the incumbent in Drogheda, and Fergus O'Dowd, you mentioned his absence and his vote. Fergus O'Dowd, of course, began his political career in Labour, so maybe some votes might flush back to Jen Nash. Labour as well, generally in Drogheda, it's thought that their vote there will be the same as it is in Dublin, and Labour Party apparatchiks really believe their vote in Dublin is around 10%. So in 10%, Jen Nash is relatively secure and away from the sharks in the pool underneath them. Another person looking to benefit from Fergus O'Dowd's absence is his brother Michael O'Dowd, who's standing for Aintu, twice the mayor of Drogheda, and he campaigned for a no vote in the Care referendum back in March.
Okay, with that all said then, Anya, and with the caveat that we are speaking before the campaign proper has started and we don't have the final list of candidates, how would you call it at this point?
Oh, I think this is quite difficult to call all these seats. I'm going to say 2 SF, 2 Sinn Féin, 1 Fianna Fáil at the moment, 1 for Labour, and then I am very torn between a second Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and possibly independent for the last. I actually can't call that now.
Right.
two Sinn Féin and one Labour, boxed them off as pretty secure. So that's three seats gone. It's then down to the final two seats. Fine Gael have outpolled Fianna Fáil here in the last general election, in the last two local elections. So that should be advantage them. And despite his well-publicised travails, John McGahan should take a seat for Fine Gael. It's then down to the final seat. Fianna Fáil had a TD here in every election in the history of the state until Declan Branagh lost it in the last election. So they might have the whip hand, but you could not say it in any degree of certainty. Éire McGreehan, not based in Dundalk, can she cultivate the Fianna Fáil vote up there? And Alison Common, the hand of history, surely must be pulling her back given Fianna Fáil's problems in Drogheda over the years. At the moment, I'd give a hesitant vote to Common to pull off a shock, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's no, if there's a candidate whom we haven't mentioned as of yet to come up from the ground and take the fifth seat instead.
Okay, we will leave that one there for the moment. Barry, you're going to be back with us for an update after nominations close. Anya, thank you very much. And our thanks also to Cormac Burke for all his research. Jamie Doyle was on sound and our producer was Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RTÉ Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTÉ Television and all of our digital platforms, where you'll get full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTÉ Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Now we're back in the studio, and since we recorded that conversation, after weeks of speculation, we finally found out the date of the election, and we're deep into campaign mode now. So, Barry, the nomination deadline has passed. Who is in the final mix in Louth?
Well, it's not so much who's in the final mix, Sarah, but what's in the final mix. We alluded to the baggage around the candidature of Fine Gael's John McGahan, and that has come centre stage in this election campaign during the second week of the campaign, with the Sunday Times publishing an interview with the man involved in the incident with McGahan, Breen White, along with photographs indicating the facial injuries Mr White had sustained in 2018. And this has united most of the other parties in declaring that John McGahan is not a suitable general election candidate. The Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin saying the attack was vicious from what he saw on a video showing McGahan striking Mr White several times in the head. Now, John McGahan has been on the front of several newspapers, but Fine Gael leader Simon Harris has doubled down on several occasions in defending John McGahan, saying he'd been acquitted in a criminal trial and ultimately it was up to the people of Louth to decide who would represent them. Now, Fine Gael figures privately admit, look, this has come up on the doors. It has come up on the doors in the southern end of this constituency, away from McGahan's base. And indeed, it's not ideal from a national perspective either. But it's unlikely to harm John McGahan, I'm told, around North Louth and his area of Dundalk. Indeed, as one local watcher said to me, if anything, it may galvanise his core vote. So let's see what happens there. Now, Sinn Féin has also added a third candidate here after all, Antoine Waters, the party looking to take three seats. He's a councillor for Dundalk Carlingford since 2016 and was comfortably re-elected on the first count in June's local elections, getting almost 17% of the vote. Now, there are tentative signs in other constituencies that the party's vote might be trending upwards again, and any Sinn Féin momentum will be felt in these heartland border constituencies most of all. But whether the vote can reach the heights of 2020, well, that's another question. Now, Sinn Féin's Joanna Byrne, she's the chairperson of Drogheda United, with Labour's Jen Nash heavily involved and linked to that club as well. So they'll hope any feel-good factor from the club's famous FAI Cup success might bump them along to join McGahan and Sinn Féin's Rory O'Murachú, the outgoing TD in Dáil Éireann, with the final seat still probably a shake-up between Fianna Fáil, likely Alison Common, and independent Kevin Callan. But don't rule out Waters on a good day for his party. No new strong independent candidate has emerged here after all, with Maeve Yore not standing as mooted, but 24 candidates in all.
all, making it the joint longest ballot paper in the history of Irish general elections. So really, with so many in the field, anything could happen. Don't rule out a surprise just yet. And the full list of candidates are included in constituency profiles on the RTE News website, and you'll find them at rte.ie/constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.